So this is what I'm doing with Learn to Unlearn and all the things that I've learned about Hitler's Germany and about the wrongs that were done to Germany and how. And basically it ends up being all the information that has been suppressed, that has been kept from us for a very good reason.
Hello, welcome to Learn to Unlearn. And if there's one show that was about learn to unlearn, this is it. This is it.
Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it going?
ShelbyTalk.com. Yeah. Also, Giglio-BradyList.com. Yeah. You should be making your police reports and join our social network. You gotta do your thing. You gotta do your part. You gotta help us fight. You know what I mean? Wow. Yeah. Oh boy, I can tell you something. If you have the chance, I know it's too late for some of you out there. I know it's definitely too late for me, but if you're raising kids, make sure you get those wisdom teeth out. ASAP, as soon as they come through. It's not fun being an adult with four crushed wisdom teeth. They're giving you hell. Yeah, not fun at all. Especially when if they get infected, oh my god, it's like talking with razor blades in your mouth. Yeah. But I do what I do. I gotta do this thing. What can I say? Help take care of my condition. So that means I will have a guest host for you guys. Since I don't have any more pre-recorded material, I will have a stand-in host. We'll see who it is. We'll pull the trigger on that this weekend. So, anyhow, you still have me for the rest of the week here, including Friday. So, you guys, I think you guys are going to get to hear me twice on Friday. Yeah. Been doing my best to limit myself from talking, just so I can do the show as painlessly as humanly possible. But here we are. I don't know which subject I want to talk about the most. I've got two sets of things that are just irritating the hell out of me. We got the Uvalde Police Department. That story just keeps... That's the story that keeps on giving. Much like our illegitimate president, Joe Biden. He's the story that keeps on giving as well. Yeah. And by the way, guys, this is going to be another open show. So if you want to call in, I'll take you on the, we'll see. Probably the second hour, maybe after the first 30 minutes. Who knows? Depends on how fast I can get this information. So phone number is 800-313-9443. And if you would oblige us, call in on the local number, which is 512-248-8252. Now, I don't want to cram a whole bunch of callers in the last 30 minutes of the show. If you want to call in earlier, get your spot, then that's the way to do it. All right, guys? So I think we'll go ahead and talk about, let's talk about the Uvalde police here. You know, Demented Joe, we'll get to him, but it's just, it's killing me. It really hurts with the level of neglect, the level of, you know, sheer irresponsibility, the level of, I mean, how embarrassed do you have to be? What did you do to not want to release your public records? First off, the records that are needing to be released are in fact public records. So they're trying to delay this whole thing. And guys, I do apologize. With this current condition I have, I do randomly lose my voice. Luckily, it's only happened to me during the day, but I feel it kind of happening right now, so I'm going to try to power through this, okay? But anyhow, going back to the situation. Public records. Anytime you request public records from any governmental entity, they're supposed to just hand it over. You don't need to be the Queen of England. You don't have to be CIA with clearance. You can be average, everyday Joe Schmo. But these people are, not only are they refusing to hand out information to the public, they're refusing to give it to the media. They're refusing to hand it off to their superiors within the government, which is why they're having lawyers, which sounds ridiculous to me. That sounds utterly ridiculous. If you're lower on the chain of command, you getting a lawyer, it shouldn't have to mean anything unless the upper chain of the command is in the wrong. It doesn't make any sense to me. If a captain gives an order to a sergeant, then that sergeant needs to do whatever is ordered. Unless it's an unlawful order, in which, yeah, sure, go ahead. Lawyer up. Absolutely. Protect yourself, protect your job, you know, do what you must. But in this case, we have negligence from a derelict police department that doesn't want to show their embarrassing records. I can understand, you know, not wanting to give up, you know, emails to, you know, a girlfriend or something, which, well, you shouldn't be using your police email for that kind of stuff anyways, but your work email, all this stuff should, it's not relevant. None of this stuff would be relevant if it weren't for the simple fact that stuff is going on. They don't even want to release the body cams. They don't want to release anything, which is telling. Because the whole point of having body cams, the entire point of having body cams is for public record and a record that you've done the right thing. Or for your punishment if you've done the wrong thing. To me, there should be an automatic punishment of some kind if there is no body cam footage or no body cam footage released. There should be an automatic, it should be a punishment so harsh that the cops would be scared not to give up their footage. There should be an automatic loss of job and criminal charges pressed. I don't care if it's a regular day on the patrol. Your camera footage should be archived and be on the ready to be reviewed at any point in time. Not just by, internal affairs or feds, by everyday citizens. Should be archived. Yeah. I mean, it's a job. It's a public service job. Anything you say can and will be held against you. That should be for law enforcement even more so than anybody else. It is absolutely mind-boggling that they just don't want to cooperate. You know, how many times have people been arrested? Oh, you're not following our orders. You're not cooperating with us. Impeding investigation. Disorderly conduct. You'll get handcuffed. Thrown back in the squad car. Now, are you telling me these people can do the same thing? These cops can do this, can actually impede investigations, have disorderly conduct? Are you telling me just because they are wearing badges and have guns, they're able to commit crimes? Well, I can tell you, if you listen to this show, you know that's exactly what that means. A license to be a criminal is to be a cop. They don't know. They no longer care about that public service aspect anymore, right? Those cops' lives are way more important than the lives of children. As far as what they feel, I'm assuming, as disgraceful as that is, I mean, very disgraceful. It goes to show you, I had been talking about, just how terrible the police are in Texas. I've been talking about it for a while. Now, we've had shootings quite some time. Now, when does it become a big deal? Oh, let's have a shooting over in Texas because they're totally ill-prepared. Again, we have the expectation of bullies, thugs, hired thugs, revenue collectors, human traffickers, okay, property confiscators, to be heroes. We have, for some reason, you have that expectation. And that expectation is not unreasonable, but yet still incorrect. These are not heroes. When another law enforcement agency has to come in and do your job for you, because you're cowards quaking in your boots. That whole, investigation aside, that entire police force should have been laid off. What is the effectiveness? Zero. At protecting and serving. I'm sure they make a lot of money giving you traffic tickets. I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure they make a lot of money planting drugs on people and throwing them in jail. I'm sure that keeps the courtroom, the judge, the district attorneys, I'm sure it keeps everybody's pockets fat. I have no doubt about the economy of, these police departments, especially those like Uvalde. But they have completely failed in their task to be public servants and protectors. Now, I don't know about you. I mean, if you have a job and you're not doing your job, you get a pink slip. These people are acting this way because they act like they have something to protect, like their jobs. No, that should have been taken immediately. Jobs first, ask questions later. And then they could have perhaps sued for their jobs. You know, there it was in the news here not too long ago. There were a couple of cops who failed to go to a call and save some people's lives because they were too busy playing Pokemon Go. These cops got fired. Now, instead of taking that pink slip and going to another department to get another police job, like they often do, they decided to be a-holes and sue for their jobs, which backfired on them because the courts held the decision. So now they're known. They're known. To law enforcement records, they are known for what they did. They're known across the country. They're not rehirable now anywhere. Instead of taking the L and walking away like the idiots that they are, the incompetent morons that they are, they decide to try to sue. Amazing. The level of intelligence. I understand these police are supposed to be just dogs, not able to think for themselves, order followers. But you gotta be pretty damn dumb to think you're gonna sue for your jobs when you were fired legitimately for playing Pokemon Go of all things in this world. If I'm going to be a cop and not take a call, I better have just picked up the hottest perp in the world and be spending some time with her in the back seat. If I'm going to miss out on a call, I better have just come up on some criminal stash, you know, with hundreds of thousands to $1 million and taking that stash. I'm going to ignore a call. No, we had two imbeciles with badge and gun playing Pokemon Go, refusing to take their emergency call. Good Lord. So if that's the parameter we have, that's par for the course, then no wonder we're having problems like we're having in Uvalde. Yeah, once again, guys, if you want to call into the show, phone number is 512-248-8252. I have a feeling I'm just gonna depress on this episode. But anyhow, we got to take a quick break, and then we'll be back for a short segment, and then we'll go for the long haul. Stay tuned.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Can I live? No one man can stop me. Can I live? No front line can block me. Can I live? It's enough base for all of us. Can I live without the names you're calling us? Can I live? No one man can stop me. Can I live? No front line can block me. Can I live? Or do I got to bring it to these kids? Can I live? If I don't live, nobody
this
live.
This is to my AK toters, money bill folders, bad bitch holders, whips with big motors. On the low for years, the feds can't decode us. We bust rounds, all you gotta do is load us. My nights I'm prowlers and grind me after hours. Clark and I'm on Malone and Eddie.
Can I live? No one man can stop me. Can I live? No front line can block me. Can I live? Or do I have to bring it to these kids? Can I live?
Yes.
I don't live. Nobody live. Can I live? No one man can stop me. Can I live?
That's right. So, yes, loving you guys. Loving you guys already. I know we got some callers lined up here, so we will take you after this. This is my short segment here, so I should finish my rants here, but we will definitely take the calls after the next break. So hang on for about 10 more minutes. I just want to quickly just update everybody so we have all the talking points here. Yeah, so the Uvalde police threatening journalists. Obviously, the ones that were coming on school property, that they were being threatened with arrest. You know, the same thing, disorderly conduct, just the BS charges, okay? Obstruction, whatever. And now these journalists are also being blocked from being in the city council chambers. These journalists are being asked to leave when they have every right to be there. Probably more so than anybody else. It's disgusting. One of the council members faked having a panic attack when the journalists came in. And so the police asked them to leave. The journalists kept saying, hey, well, you know what? Shouldn't, you know, why do I have to go? Why, well, you know, how is this legal? You know, if it really came down to it, you know, if the city council people are threatened by the journalists, maybe they shouldn't be there. You're going to have a panic attack when a journalist walks in. You need to leave. Uvalde police are harassing the one mother who was actually able to save her own kids. Harassing. When I say harassing, they're targeting her. Driving by her home nonstop, parking in front of her place, flashing their lights at her, coming up to the door, you know, talking this, talking that. And, you know, she had to send her kids away just so she could, you know, not look at them being harassed, so they wouldn't have to see this, so they wouldn't have to witness the situation. She's one of these protesters standing on with the other protesters against the Uvalde Police Department. So, yeah, this woman is being harassed. Let's see, Uvalde Police Chief, who should have been fired, is on leave, paid leave, of course. You know, you get these paid vacations for screwing up Royale. And he's also a member of the city council. He hasn't showed up for the last two meetings. And when it comes to city council, if you miss three meetings in a row without some medical or legal writ for it, you get dismissed from the council. So let's hope that happens. We've got, and this is the thing that gets me the most. The Uvalde school is now going to be demolished. They're demolishing the school. Okay, for one thing, there's nothing wrong with that school. Patch up the holes and resume business like normal. No, they don't want to do that. Why? Because just like Sandy Hook, they need to cover up the evidence. Okay? Because you're going to have so many stories, right? Once the reporters do get to the children, okay? Do get to the teachers. Oh, they... they would have a way to walk through and correlate or discredit anybody's story. So, yeah, such level of corruption. There's so much corruption that that school has to now be demolished. Zero evidence can be recovered. Think about that. No evidence can be recovered. You've got the police department withholding information. We got someone recorded the radio response of, oh, we shot a kid. It's more than I can take, y'all. All right, we're going to take this quick break once again, and we're going to hop on the phone line. Stay tuned.
Rumble!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good. And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee. So I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We are going to go ahead and hit those phone lines. So let's go with line 3, Florida.
Hey, B.
Go ahead.
I'll keep it short. You probably got some other callers, like the old
lady. Well, you called
in
early, so we can take in. No. You called in early, so we can take our time. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I met this Ukrainian guy. I sold him sold him a pressure cooker that you do canning with. I gave him a really good deal. It was probably like a $600 deal there. He grows his own food. He says over there they don't eat GMO stuff. You know, he ain't going to eat the crap at the store. He's growing his own veggies and stuff. I saw him in the market today, and I asked him, I said, hey, man, would you be interested in going on the air, you know, going on radio? He said, yeah, I'd love to do that, you know. So I was going to do just... But he didn't know. I hit him up with his friend. He has a friend with him. He's American. He's staying with him. He came over here because they got bombed over there. He was from Kiev, but you said probably you'd like to talk to him. Yeah, it'd be interesting, I think, to talk to him. I mean, he's right there on the ground. I mean, you know, we got a real live Ukrainian here telling his side of the story. But He actually thought I was pretty knowledgeable from most people that he knew. Because, man, you really keep up on all this stuff. You know, he was talking about chemtrails and all the stuff they do over there, too. And, you know, he was like, you know, he's like stuff we talk about. You know, he's just like one of us, you know. So I thought it'd be interesting. So I might just record this podcast and then send it to him, like, through Facebook or whatever. And say, hey, man, I gave him the phone number, you know. So I'm going to try to get him to call you. I think it'd be interesting. I think you'd have a good conversation with him.
Well, I would definitely enjoy that.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool. I haven't heard anybody calling in any of these other stations or any of the other shows, stations, one podcast or whatever you got going there, radio. That'd be pretty cool. But you're talking about them tearing down the schools. They did that at the Parkland School here in Florida, too. I think they tore it down after the shooting.
Oh, really?
So that's nothing new. I mean, they're going to keep – I heard they did that, too. Yeah. They tore down the whole part there. You know the Parkland shooting they had down here where the sheriff is real, you know? You get it?
Yes. You know what? I bet you if that's what it takes to tear down a government building, let's go shoot up the IRS. Let's go shoot up the Capitol. Let's go shoot up something. Damn it. The school's the least of our...
tear it all down.
Yeah, tear it all down, please.
Abrupt evidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another thing I'm seeing here. I've been thinking about the spike protein theory about how people who are injected, they spread it to other people. And I kind of was on the fence about it, but I'm convinced that that's real because my girlfriend got really sick just being around, I think, vaccinated people who got sick. You know what I mean? And I'm seeing more and more. She works at a daycare, and all the kids are always sick. The daycare workers are always sick. And this is the middle of... You know, I've never seen people having flus and stuff in the middle of summer, you know. It's like I thought ultraviolet light's supposed to kill everything, and in the wintertime is when you get your colds and your, you know, respiratory infections and all this. But I'm convinced now, and I still see people wearing masks, you know, and I used to think, well, maybe they know that stuff's jumping around still. You know, I mean, maybe it's not such – I hear Jeff Renz talking about maybe you should put a mask on because people are shedding this crap. And I'm starting to really believe it because my girlfriend, she got really sick. I thought she was going to die. I gave her some ivermectin. I gave her the horse paste, you know, and it snapped her out of it, the fever and all, but she still had a bad respiratory thing, and she had it for a long time. Now she's got something called septis because septics, I don't know, some kind of a blood infection because the doctor said that she waited too long to try to get rid of the respiratory infection, and it got her lungs, it got her bloodstream. So, you know, I've heard of things like that, too. This stuff lingers on if you let it go. But I was afraid to take her to the emergency room and pump her full of Remdesivir and kill her. You know, I mean, that's what they were doing, and I knew two people that happened to. So, you know, it's...
Well, she's going to be on some antibiotics.
Well, she's on them. She's on them, and she doesn't have any health insurance. It's expensive. Yeah, she's having to take some powerful antibiotics. But I am kind of off the fence with that. I think that's a real. I think this is like a bioweapon that you can't. I don't think like this. Jeff Renz had a guy talking on here about you couldn't even kill it with fire. I mean, that's how powerful this thing is. You know, I'm starting to believe it. If the sun ain't killing it, you know, it's like 100 and something degrees. Another thing, it ain't raining here either.
It would have to be engineered to be an archaic type of virus. Archaic germs and viruses, they can survive hot temperatures and things like that. It's theorized some of the first life forms on the planet, you know, after the planet was forming, hot lava and all this stuff, you had the archaic germs first, you know, one-celled and developed so forth. So hot stuff. So it's possible. I don't know. When it gets so hot, you can cook an egg on the hood of your car. You know, you would think that would kill it. I don't know. To me, this boggles the mind to think that germs could survive on a hot surface that.
It's not the virus itself these scientists are talking about and listening to. It's this the spike protein thing. It hangs on to the corona. And it's just like you know, it just hitchhikes on there, and then it gets, and that's the carrier, and that's what transmits the thing. It rides around with it, and it spreads everywhere, airborne, everything. You know, I was thinking maybe chemtrails. I don't know. They do spray here a lot, but another thing is, isn't it rained? No one's talking about the rain we have. It'd have to rain here like a month every day to just catch up on the water. I've seen a neighbor's well about went dry. And it really hasn't rained here very much at all, little pockets, You get a little shower for like 20 minutes, And then it's crazy. I've had to mow my yard one time. I've lived here all my life. I've never done that. Mowed my yard, half of my yard, one time all year. This is the middle of going into July? And I'm starting to think about HARP. Could they do something with HARP to do that? Can they manipulate the weather with HARP? I'm reaching, but, it's a possibility. They could be playing with the weather. I don't know. I can't blame them. Can't blame them for everything, but this is the weirdest drought I've ever seen, and I'm telling you the truth. Never seen anything like this. I call my friends. They're 30 miles away. They go, yeah, we got a little shower, about 20 minutes, and they're still ain't mowing their yard.
Well, I can tell you.
Weird stuff we're going through here.
There was, I'm trying to think of the name. Let me look it up really quickly. There was an institute that actually studied the effects I'm having a brain fart here, but there was an institute they studied the fact that there were, that the government had found a way to bring back dead bacteria to life using certain frequencies. So one of their plans was to, from the CIA, was to coat all of Russia with this smart dust, hit it with the frequency, and then kill everybody with the disease. So the way you're thinking, you're right on it. It's actually a factual thing.
I heard this one. Jeff Rins gets some pretty interesting people on it. I heard a show one time with this scientist, this lady. She was saying that in Japan, World War II, this was like hidden information. They found this island where the Japanese were playing around, where they were injecting people with stuff and hitting them with frequencies, experimenting on people. I don't know if it was prisoners or was it just Japanese people who were defectors or conscientious objectors or whatever, but they come across something. I don't know if that's true, how true that is or not, but just exactly what you're saying. Hitting them with some kind of a dust, hitting them with a frequency, you've heard these things, They said the Nazis were working on stuff like that, frequencies. But, yeah, the frequency thing, yeah. I'm not on the fence with that either. I wouldn't put anything past them. The technology's out there to do that, but I start to wonder, you've heard that they could make hurricanes with HARP, and can they make droughts? Maybe, who knows?
That's the thing. Whenever you bring a lot of water to one area, that means you're taking water from another area. I do believe one of the northern states was suing because all their water had been taken. And again, that's something vague back in when I first started researching this stuff like 6 years ago. So I can't recall details. But yeah, with the whole geoengineering, for those that were actually aware that it was happening, lawsuits started happening against the people at HARP. Them taking their water.
Wow. I did not know that. I've heard stories about the Colorado River That water is going through Vegas. They were using the water up. Now they have to use reclaimed water, and they're having a drought out there. Like Lake Mead, I've seen that. There's like a boat sticking up. There's a little puddle left there.
I just remembered, by the way, it's Carnicom Institute. Carnicom.
Carnicom.
Yes.
They have
a website, carnicominstitute.org. These people, yeah, they talked about the Morgellons. They talked about, they talked about a lot of stuff. The blood
the
coagulation,
that were here
desiccated
too.
Red blood cells, that's in the chemtrails. I mean, they talk about it's there. It's, the transhumanism. They really updated their page. It's been about 7 years since I've literally been on their page, but it's really updated. So I'm pretty sure they have a lot more information.
Before they wiped YouTube, there used to be all these chemtrail sickness videos, you know? And me and my friend, because my friend, he had trouble all the time. He had probably one of his sinuses all the time. And he was doing silver, you know, he was like nebulizing. He has bad problems anyway with sinuses mostly. He's a singer. And we were watching all these videos, and then they went away. One lady actually told you how to get rid of Morgellon. She said she dropped some alfalfa cubes in a tub with some cheap soap or something like that, cheap sun powder soap you get at the store, you know, and this stuff crawled out of her and went down in her drain, you know. But there was a lot of chemtrail sickness videos too. They're all gone. I can't even find any on BitChute or anywhere. It's chemtrail sickness. It was actually Alex Jones used to talk about it back in the day, about 7-8 years ago. He was talking about how his uncle died from something they're spraying, and he's got a respiratory. He says, I drank 4 bottles of this silver. He was trying to sell silver. It cured me, but I thought I was going to die. You know, maybe they've been doing this crap. You know, I don't know. It's just so much. They're trying to kill us on every kind of level, you know. The food, everything's weaponized. It's just crazy. But anyway, I'll let you go, V. You probably get other people calling. So I'm going to try to get the guy's name's Keve. Keve, K-E-V-E-Y. He's a really nice guy. Really nice guy. I think you'd enjoy talking to him. You can ask him anything. And he's not on either side. You know, when I talked to him about Putin, no, he ain't for anything going on in Ukraine either. He'll tell you how corrupt all that is too. I brought up the J word. He didn't even talk. I was talking to the guy who I sold the thing to. It was his friend. Well, it was both of them. When I said the J word, he popped. I'm from Ukraine. I know all about them. Yeah, he started talking. Because you know, I know all about it, you know. Got to talking about all that, the whole Zionist thing. But anyway,
to talking to him if you can connect us. And definitely check out that website, carnicominstitute.org.
Carnicominstitute.org. If it's still there.
Well, they used to, and I should probably look on YouTube because they used to have a lot of, you know, those videos that you're talking about that are now missing.
Yeah,
Yeah, YouTube has been on a tear to get rid of it's because of the whole fact checkers with the vaccines. They have. That's just not the only thing that they've been fact-checking on and tearing it down. Any other conspiracies that they can get rid of as much as humanly possible that isn't really high on people's radar, they've been getting rid of. Chemtrail stuff, structures on the moon. That's my thing. That's my side away from everything thing that I love to research is the structures on the moon. Because there's so much stuff up there the government's lying about. That there were thousands and thousands of videos of it. After this Corona thing, you go and look it up, there's no videos on it anymore.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the stuff Bill Cooper had back in the day when he used to have videos of pictures and stuff too. Talked about that a lot, but and you know, when there'd be a mass shooting, right, or something, and then there'd be these really good journalists that come along and have a video showing you all the crisis actors, showing you all the anomalies, you know, and they were really good.
Yes.
There's one guy called Red Eye. There's one guy, he was called Blue Silver, Red Silver. He's a black guy. And he was really good, especially right after that happened in South Carolina with the Dylan roof or whatever. He goes, look at these people. They're not even crying because their mother died. They're going, yes, my mother was a good woman. And they went, you know, you could tell it was all scripted, you know. And this guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you see the ones where the guys were laughing and joking around?
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
told camera
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
And then they turn and, yeah. and try to look somber. Yeah.
Yeah. These guys, the people were really, really doing some good work there. There was two filmmakers from Australia. They were on a Caravan at Midnight, and they tore the Boston bombing apart. And now you go to try to find that video. Even on BitChute, someone messed with the sound. But they were like going, look, see this over here? Look, this person is walking over here. It's all staged, you know, the fake blood over here. One lady was holding like a fake baby. One lady got up and walked around. You could tell they were telling her what to do. There was one ambulance and all these people. And the way people were, you know, supposed to have been hit by pellets, their pants were shredded down, like downward, like, you know, with a like a razor cut them, and there's no blood, mm-hmm. and there's no, you know. And then the guy with the fake leg, that guy supposed to have got his leg blown off, he's in a wheelchair,
yeah.
right? And they put him in a wheelchair. He's not screaming, yelling. Any trauma unit, anybody who worked in an emergency room or someone in the military, you could tell that was fake. You know, there's no yeah. arteries or... And he's in a wheelchair, and the damn fake leg falls off, and the firefighters look around and put it back on there and cover it up like a blanket or whatever they had. The guy's not screaming. I mean, it's so fake. But you can show that to people. Here's the crazy thing. Show that to people and go, oh, how you know that ain't fake? I don't know. But you just, you know, lose it. Like, oh, really? People went out of their way to make this fake video of a fake video of a fake hell out of here, you know? You can't get through people. You can't even show them stuff like that. People are so... You know, conscientious. What do you call that? Cognitive dissonant. That's
yes.
a disease too. I think that's even worse than the COVID,
really.
Because people don't want. It really is. But anyway, I'll let you go, V. Hopefully, some
well,
more interesting
before
people.
Before you
will call.
Go, before you go, and this is like a treasure trove. The Carnicom Institute is on YouTube, so there's lots of videos here. I'm actually quite surprised. That there's so much of this material up still. But, yeah, it's still nowhere near as much as before. So, yeah, take a look then and tell me if you find anything special that I should look at.
Okay, I'm sure I'll find videos of dead birds everywhere and droughts and all kinds of weird stuff. Yeah, okay. All right, man, I'll check it out. And I'll try to get Kevy to come on there sometime this week. I'm going to hit him up, okay? I'm going to do what I can, but it'd be really interesting. I'll let you go, man.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Dope in this big Lincoln until it went over the bridge. Jumped out and dope in the ditch. Broken the mobile home and stole the stove in the fridge. Kidnapped the parents and left the ransom note for the kids. I'ma go for your mids. Here's a body blow for your ribs. But you clutching your stomach, you're falling all over your... I know where you live. Your girl showed me your crib. Unless you told me your fib, then I'ma have both of you dead. Burning incense, facing the murder sentence. Under intense investigation for killing infants. But I stay in padded rooms in this room. Having visions of dead pregnant women with rooms tapped in their wombs. Split the carpet and robs and mess your apartment up. Sticking up all the drugs and jumping the garbage trucks. I'm from the gritty slums that look like the city dumps. Give you a kidney punch and monkey to give me lunch. See me in the summer, legging up against the dumpster. With $100 jumper, smothered in southern comfort. Got my Slim Shady sticker on your mother's bumper. She came home. Alright. So in the city.
Don't me, I'm dead already. His head is petty, my metal heavy. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. Crazy Eddie, machete, keep him in the Chevy. My metal heavy, G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. I'm dead already. His head is petty, my metal heavy. G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
Yo, MC, what up?
G.O.D. of the Serengeti. Crazy Eddie, machete, keep him in the Chevy. My metal heavy, G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
It's the one, baby, God, son.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Federal forces and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.